had a passion for cards. She had a run of bad luck. She lost every time she played. And she ended up, after one particularly bad evening, by owing the Duke of Orléans a very tidy sum. Now, you've heard of the Count Saint-Germain, haven't you?
Wasn't that the charlatan who said he was the wandering Jew and pretended to have found the elixir of life?
Well, he may have been a charlatan in some ways, but he had extraordinary powers, supernatural powers, apparently. And he was the one who taught the Countess her infallible system.
Nonsense. Nonsense, Tomsky. I tell you, there's no such thing.
Very well, then. How do you explain this? The Countess asked Saint-Germain to lend her the money. Instead, he told her the secret system. She went back to Versailles that very night, and on just 3 cards, doubling and redoubling the stakes, she won back the fortune she had lost.
But, my dear fellow, that was just a lucky coincidence.
No, no.
If she had played again, she'd have lost her fortune again.
Oh, no, not when she knew which 3 cards to play.
Nonsense.
You see, it had been one of the conditions, by the way, I didn't tell you, that after she'd played them just the once, she should never touch a card again in her life, and she never has done.
You mean to say you've a grandmother with a secret like that which could make you millions and you've never managed to wheedle it out of her?
No. Nobody ever has. Not even her own sons.
Well, I wish the Countess would take pity on me sometime. 3 infallible cards.